Welcome back, everybody. It's your time to ed up on the Ed Up Experience podcast, where we make education your business. I got a special guest with me. Usually I'll do a little bit of a song and dance and tell you all about what's going on, but I'm just going to tell you we're here at Ellucian Live for the third straight year. This is 2024 in San Antonio. A little bit disappointing in the eclipse, but the conference has delivered on every single note that we expected. The product releases that Ellucian has, the guest speakers have been amazing. I will tell you, we've been podcasting our little behinds off here, and we've got another Ellucian leader with us right now. Let's get him in. He is Bill Blackford, the VP of Global Talent Acquisition. Big job, Bill. What's going on?
Hey, Joe. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Global Talent Acquisition.
That's right.
How global is Ellucian?
How global is Ellucian? We're very global,
Joe. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Well, and period. That's the end of that question, right?
Yeah. Now, we have close to 4,000 employees located all around the world. So we're hiring in all regions in North America, Mexico, India, Europe, Asia. It's awesome.
Is hiring, this just came to me, is hiring the same, like, you know, and you're hiring in different countries, or the hiring process is different, the way people interact and get hired? Is it just fill out an application and you get hired, or is there different cultural things?
No, that's a really good question.
I only ask really good questions.
Yeah, you do, Joe. I can tell we're getting off to a good start. Listen, I think hiring's hiring, right? Mm. And people are people. And regardless of where they sit in the world, people are people, right? And so our approach and strategy at a high level and the holistic is maintained whether you're in the States, whether you're in India, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Mexico, right? Like, in terms of our ability to convey why somebody should want to work and grow their career at Ellucian, our ability to meaningfully show that value prop, provide the experiences to them as a candidate, and then how it pulls through from an employee experience, all of that I'd like to think is very consistent. There are, you know, localizations based
nuances
based on maybe something that's in an application that needs to be there in England, for instance, as opposed to somewhere else. So you have little nuances, but generally speaking, you know, the high-level strategic approach is the same.
How large is Ellucian? How employee-wise, you have 4,000?
Almost 4,000.
How many locations do you have across the U.S.? I mean, you don't have to get every single number right here, right?
Yeah, no.
But
yeah.
I mean, I know you have, like, there's one in Mexico, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We have an office in Puebla. We have an office in Bangalore, office in Australia. In the U.S., we have two primary locations in Reston and Malvern, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Philly. We have a small spot in, like, Rochester.
Yeah.
We have offices in Ireland, in Dublin, in Milton Keynes, England. A small satellite office in, like, Frisco, out in San Francisco, but tiny. It's like satellite.
Amazing. Yeah.
It's a lot to keep track of. And people, you know, it's an interesting time for hiring, you know, particularly in higher ed, right? There's so much to do in higher ed. There are a lot of people who are leaving higher education. I think some are coming to educational technology.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. You have people maybe leaving. I'm actually seeing more people are wanting to come to education technology.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Moving from higher ed institution to
ed tech.
I got you.
Sorry, it's been a long day.
Yeah, for me too.
Yeah, no, I did. 100% right. That's a theme and a trend that we're seeing. I think it comes down to, listen, how people want to spend their time.
Yeah.
And I think when you think about Ellucian and why people want to work at Ellucian, like, that's my job. So you got to take it with a grain of salt, the guy you're talking to. Like, my job is to get people excited, right? But at the end of the day, I think that there's, like, three key reasons of why people want to come to Ellucian. The first that we'll always go to is the mission.
Yeah.
The work we do matters. And, God, you and I were talking about this yesterday. You see it here at eLive, which is awesome. It's really bringing it to life. But, you know, it is such a purpose-driven, mission-driven culture. I remember when I got recruited into Ellucian, like, I was hearing that, and my previous boss at the time was telling me, and I was like, is this just like the purple Kool-Aid? Is this like, like, you know, is
literally
this just
the purple?
Is this just the corporate speak? And I can say with 100%, you know, authority.
100%.
You said
I
it.
Like that. It is so alive and well, which is great. Like, the work we do matters. Like, when you think about the technologies we build and what it impacts, like, our technology touches more than 22 million students on a day-to-day basis. Like, that's massive, massive global societal impact, which is awesome.
You know this, you're only as good as your people. Your tech is your tech.
Your tech is your tech.
But you are bringing on talented people,
but
right?
That's, 100%. We have the best talent in all of EdTech, right? And at the end of the day, that's why my team and our role is so important, because our company is only as strong as the employees it stands on.
And you have to match it with people who really believe in the mission, or else they're going to disrupt that culture.
Yes, 1,000%. And that's actually why we're seeing more and more people come to EdTech, because I feel like there's this perfect storm in some ways of you have this big pullback in big tech, yeah, right? So we've had all that going on. Then you have a lot of these really smart people that are like, hey, how do I want to spend my time to actually make a meaningful impact? And like, we're not building widgets here. We're not building something so somebody said, yeah, like your conversion ratio could increase by 20%.
Right.
You know, we're building something that's driving and enabling student success. That's
beyond massive. One institution,
yes,
for thousands.
Thousands and
that's
thousands.
That's a fact.
I go back to 20, you know, what we talk about a lot is what our teams are building and the services we deliver. It touches over 22 million students on a day-to-day basis. That is freaking amazing. And our job, when you talk about enabling student success, is trying to get these students across the state to graduate to become productive members of society and try, yeah, to enable them so they can go on and have happy, fulfilling, productive lives, right? Which is awesome.
Well, and you are, you know, you talk about steps away from the student. A lot of times in industries, you can be steps away from that student, and it's really important to communicate how you every role impacts that student, even if you're steps away.
Yep.
How do you do that with all the different types of roles? How do you always, how does the team keep everyone excited to serve students, reminding them that everything they're doing is to serve this stakeholder, the student, even though you might be doing this technology or this hiring process?
Yeah, and it's not just, here's the thing too. So I'll answer your question directly, but yep, just one other thing to pull the thread on. It's not just the people that are building the technology,
right?
It encompasses everybody within the organization. How I look at it is every single role within the organization is super, super important.
Yep.
And that's through from interns all the way up through Laura and everybody in between, right? And when you think about that, like, that's real. And I think when you talk about, okay, how do we get that to bleed through? Like, it starts at the top with our leadership. Like, I'd like to think, like, we have a best-in-class executive leadership team. Like, I feel super fortunate to work for my boss who I work for, Greg, who's been our MC
John
here.
Grande.
Greg Giangrande. He's awesome, and he's been an awesome MC. But when you think of Laura and the whole executive team, they set the tone, and we talk about this, like, consistently. Like, a lot of what we've talked about today, right, when, like, Mike is up there and Sonia and Justin are talking about, like, transparency and how we're building and like all the conversations around AI and how we're going to be very transparent with what we're doing, that same transparency pulls through to how we communicate to our employees, how we set expectations, how we get everybody excited. So that's something that we have just continuous conversations on.
Nailed it.
I like to think, you know, bleeds through to the whole organization.
You know, as you talk about people these days, mental health is a big issue. I mean, you know, in any company, in any industry, you have to take care of your people. How do you guys deal with this problem that exists? I mean, I don't even know what the epidemic or I don't know what it is. It's just the reality.
Yeah, it is a reality. I think that it comes down to, like, when we talk about, okay, showcasing like a value proposition, why somebody should want to work and grow their careers here at Ellucian. You know, you talk about the whole level, like, it's like human deal framework, right? And it's like, why should somebody be there? And there's so many different factors in terms of like mental wellness, financial wellness, just the medical, right?
Right.
So I think there's a holistic strategy that we take through benefits that we offer, right? Like, we offer mental health and wellness benefits that can not just impact employees, but actually extends all the way through family members. And, you know, if you have partners, spouses, children, right, it provides direct, immediate access. We have financial benefits in terms of literacy and how we can educate our employees. Physical wellness in terms of, you know, how do we get people moving? How can they stay healthy? So I think that's one element of it. I think the other element goes back to I shouldn't say transparency, it's more of communication, the expectations we set. We have continuous conversations on this of like, hey, take a break, go for a walk. We had something during COVID, which we still do now, but like Zoom out Wednesdays, right? It's sometimes, yep, like get off the computer and just like take, but like, you know, Greg, you know, we have, you know, a weekly, you know, what we call like in the know that goes out, keeps everybody informed. And the amount of times where he will just, and it's a video, pushes out every single week. But very consistently, he is continuing to message on that of like, take time for yourself, right? Like, take that break.
Yep.
So again, I think it just goes to leadership, communication, and how do we follow through with that?
You're always having to think forward, right? You guys, Lucien's growing rapidly.
Oh, yeah. No.
You need the highest talent that you can find globally. Mm-hmm. It's not an easy job that you have.
No, it's not, Joe.
It's really not.
But it's here's the thing, though. It's a super fun job. I feel really fortunate. Like, from my seat, like, I love building companies. Like,
yeah.
I love it. And I love, like, the company is my product, right?
Right.
Like, we heard all about product today, which was awesome. Like, they totally rocked it. But the company is my product.
Right? I love that, right?
And that's how I look at it. And being aligned with a company, which, as I said, we're the best tech company in the business. I candidly, I think we're the best, one of the best tech companies, bar none, you know, period.
Yeah.
And while, yes, it's a hard job,
well, if it were easy, everybody could do it. And
exactly.
It's just
that's not the fun part. And here's the thing. Like, at the beginning when we were talking about the reasons why somebody want to join Ellucian. Like, we talked about, like, the mission aspect and all that. The two other points I go to, and, you know, we'll hit on this, is one is impact, right? When I talked about, like, whether you're an intern all the way through Laura, you know, I think one of the things I value most here is your opportunity to put a thumbprint on something and say, hey, I did that, or I was part of this team that really helped move the needle.
Tell them like it is.
Which is awesome. That's why you want to be there. You don't want to be where it's like, okay, I'm just going through the motions.
Right.
Like, you're driving real impact. And that's what we talk about a lot, is how are we driving meaningful impact? And then the third thing I just point to is our people. You and I were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, our people are awesome. I think something when you have... mission-driven organizations naturally lend themselves to collaborative environments.
Yep.
Just because it's the whole idea that if you can bring an idea forward on how you can propel the mission forward, then, hey, listen, we want to hear about it. Like, you're going to need to substantiate with a business case and make your case and bring it forward. But people are genuinely open and willing and wanting to understand. It's a very collegial environment. Like, honestly, like, the people at Ellucian are just fantastic. And
I agree.
And at the core, it's like, that's why we're here, and we're spending so much time working together. And it's just an awesome group of people. So,
what else do you want to say about your role, about the Ellucian, about the conference? Anything else? That's, close us out.
Yeah, close us out. I'll say this. This is my first E-Live.
Get out of here.
It is. Surprise. First E-Live, and it's been awesome. Like, honestly, exceeded any type of expectations I'd have. When I talk about, you know, the company being like the product, like my product, right? It's been so awesome being here. Like, you have the energy and the vibe, but just seeing the reach of the ecosystem.
Yeah,
hearing from
the community.
The community is blowing my mind, and talking to customers and seeing, like, the sessions I'm in today. I came out of one in the afternoon, and we had... I don't even want to...
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it's been a long day. But they were talking about how our solutions, they were genuinely saying, like, this is making such a difference in our students' life, right? It was one of the solutions that we have. And I was like, God, and it was so sincere coming from one of our customers, like a big customer. And it's just like, that's awesome. That's why we're here, and that's why we do it.
Yep.
But it's just been awesome, just seeing the reach of the ecosystem and seeing all the product releases and what we have coming on. I think that's the last thing I'd probably just say, is that I've been here for 6.5 years, and I talked to my team about this. Like, I'm more excited now about Ellucian than I was 6.5 years ago, right? And I think it's seeing this and what we have coming, like, I still feel like we're at the tip of the iceberg with
like
what
every
we have
year
coming
is
down.
Just more. It's more.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's more exciting.
Yeah.
And we're in the time of rapid technological innovation, which makes the human element even more important.
Oh, so important.
And always comes, it's going to come back to talent acquisition.
Yeah, at the end of the day. Like, our company's only as strong, again, as the people it stands on. And that's always going to be, it's always going to be that.
There he is, ladies and gents. He is Bill Blackford, VP of Global Talent Acquisition. Bill, I'm so glad that you made time for me to get you on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
No, Joe, thank you for having me on. This is awesome. So,
all right, remember, everybody,
be excellent to each other.
You've just ed upped.